And we're going to start off talking about what? We're going to start off talking about housing. That is right. Of course, Falls Village went through their prolonged bid, and they're just about ready to start their affordable housing in Falls Village. Right now, it is the big topic of concern in Salisbury with the presentation that is being made there. And I was contacted a couple of weeks ago by Leo Blackman. Now, Leo is an architect, and he is part of the affordable housing push, we'll call it, in New York State. Leo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Marshall. How are you?
Very good. This is a topic that just now is, it's been around, and people have been talking about it for years. In Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts. And as a matter of fact, in Massachusetts, there's even some proposals up in South County for affordable housing. I guess we'll start off, Leo, where all this began for you and how your project of housing, what was the impetus to get it off the ground?
Well, I should first say that I'm a retired architect. Okay. So I 2 years ago, I was able to move up to Amenia full time. I've been coming up here for 18 years, and you know, the housing situation was kind of apparent to me as a problem. And I went to a meeting that was sponsored by the Hudson River Housing there in Poughkeepsie and the Northeast Community Center in Millerton about the housing issue, and I got hooked, I'm afraid. You know, the more I learned in over the last 2 years, the kind of more disturbing the situation is. And I think you're right. It's gotten to be, I don't know, I think it was a crisis before, but during the pandemic, I think it got infinitely worse. You know, this area is a little bit complicated in terms of our demographics, because we have a lot of well-off people from the city who come here for weekends and may retire up here, and then a lot of people who are here and are in poverty, and an enormous number of people who are working up here and really can't afford to live in the same towns where they work. And that's kind of who this housing is aimed for.
You know, and what the pandemic has done to make it focus even more, it's kind of like what happened when Airbnb and all these other things started up. Housing that might have been semi-affordable, I call semi-affordable, which means borderline affordable, that was being used by renters was all of a sudden turned into, first of all, now vacation rentals. And now with the pandemic, of course, even those rentals now have been turned into sales of houses.
Right, right. So, I mean, there were stories here about New Yorkers so anxious to get out of the pandemic that they would buy houses without seeing them or without having a home inspection, which doesn't entirely surprise me. But what that means for middle-class people is that they can no longer afford houses here because the supply is so diminished. And that's, of course, incredibly frustrating for people. It's frustrating for seniors who are stuck in gigantic houses that they don't want to maintain because they don't have other options. It's really frustrating for kids who grew up here and went to college and can't afford to come back unless they live in their parents' basement. There's an enormous range of people, and of course, I'm sorry, workers, new workers. Yeah. Amenia doesn't have much in the way of major industries, but we do have a hospitality industry and restaurants and inns and stuff. Just can't get people because the people who would be cooks and waitresses and all that stuff are just not able to live nearby. In fact, at Troutbeck, they said that some of their employees travel from Poughkeepsie. So they travel, that's 45 minutes. Some people apparently travel an hour and a half to get to their jobs so that they can live someplace inexpensive enough that they can afford to buy a house,
you know, Bob,
or rent someplace.
Bob Lebon mentioned the same thing here at Lebon's Epicure Markets. For years he's been saying that a lot of his staff travels 35, 45, 50 minutes to get to work at Lebon's in Salisbury.
Yep.
And anybody who's done that, I did that for a while in broadcasting, where you spend an hour and a half of your day, 2 hours on your day on the road. It just doesn't make very good for a family life. Now, Leo, what your group has done, you've put together a survey, right?
Right. I mean, this is the Amenia Housing Board. Yeah. I started with this larger group, which then became the Tri-Town Coalition. So two adjacent towns, Millerton and Pine Plains, had the same problem, and also don't have a sewer, which we don't have, which limits the size of any kind of housing we build. Started here in Amenia, and we decided that we first had to get a handle on the size of the problem and the kind of needs of local people specific to housing, so that we could try to work with not-for-profit developers and see if they can build some housing in town. The survey is only 21 questions. It's quite brief. We have it in a paper form and an online form. And the reason that I specifically wanted to be on the show is we've gotten 180 responses, but we really want to get as broad a sort of survey as possible, and it's ideally for people who either live in Amenia or work in Amenia, but people who would like to live in Amenia, I think, should be part of it as well. We just want to really understand, you know, the size of families and what people are looking for in a house and what their problems are about finding a house or finding an apartment, and so that's the intent of the survey.
Okay, now that survey is available online at ameniany.gov.
Right.
And you probably a town hall, right, as well?
Yeah. There's first of all, it's bilingual. It's in English and in Spanish. It's completely anonymous. And you can either get it, as you said, on the town website, ameniany.gov, and you just have to look. There's an orange bar at the very top of the page that you click and get into the survey. Or there are printed copies outside of our town hall, because our town hall isn't open because of COVID. So there's a box outside where you can pick up the surveys and fill them in, and another next to it where you can drop them off. So we're really hoping that in the next 2 weeks this is open, the survey closes on April 23rd, we can get even more voices on this subject of housing.
What we'll do is, when we put this interview up, people can go to robinhoodradio.com, click on interviews, and click on this interview with Leo, and then you'll see at that, we'll have the links that you can actually go to, and you can click on it right there, and you can go to the Amenia website. We'll have that link right there for people.
Because, you're the best, Marshall. Thank you.
Well, we live in an area, and you know, it's you know, we started this radio station, and when we first started it, we have radio shows on that are for the Latin American community that are given in their language, simply because we have such a rich mixture of people that are wealthy, part-time residents, full-time residents, local residents, and then our service industry, which is our firefighters, our local people, and of course, a lot of immigrant families that are living here. And you won't have any growth in our region if you'll have to have, I guess what people don't understand is if normal people can't live and work here, you're going to pay for fire service, you're going to pay for ambulance service, everything will be a lot more expensive around here.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And I think that the kind of more diverse a community is, the healthier it is. And I think that one of the things that COVID has taught us is to pay more attention and be more appreciative of essential workers. And those are exactly the people that would be nurses or, drive a truck or, keep a gas station open or whatever it might be, that we can't live without those people. And the way things have been going in this area, we're getting pretty close to doing that, to making it impossible for people who are working and fulfilling real daily desperate needs to be able to live like right here. And we can't have that anymore. So that's what we're hoping to change.
We're speaking with Leo Blackman. Now, Leo, once the survey is done, I guess you then have to go through the process of going through the town, the planning and zoning boards and things like that?
Yes, we will present the results of the survey first to the town board and then the other boards. I'm actually on the planning board and was former chair of the zoning board, but we need to present that and get them to sign on. But the other thing that we need to do is push really hard to get a sewer, because other than renovating existing houses, there's not the capacity to put in more housing. And so those things kind of go hand in hand. But we will then try to work with either with Hudson River Housing or with other not-for-profit developers to actually, you know, select a site and build something. And we want it to be very much in the sort of style of the town. We don't want something enormous and separate from the town. We really want to build it right in the center of things, so people can walk, and we'll have more customers for businesses down there and that kind of stuff. So that's our hope over the next few years.
Well, it's so interesting to listen to you talk, because right now in West Cornwall, they're thinking about putting in a sewer system simply because they can't have any businesses. Most of their businesses are gone.
And that's actually been a problem in Amenia for a shockingly long time. I've been, of course, going back through all the planning studies and stuff, and as far back as 1961, which is, according to my calculation, 60 years, every report has said that that Amenia will not improve without a sewer and without more housing. So it's not like we don't know about this, it's just that we haven't managed to take the next step, and I'm hoping that this time around we will actually make both of those things happen, and especially since there seems to be infrastructure money that may come from the federal government, and we want to be ready for that and have a project to go.
Well, once again, to participate in this survey, ameniany.gov, right at the top of the page, or else go to this link at robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on the interview section, the interview with Leo. We'll have the link to that survey right there. And it'd be nice to have you back after the survey is complete and you've tabulated it and see exactly what folks think.
Sure, I'd love to do that. And thank you so much, Marshall, for getting the word out on this. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for getting up so early in the morning. I appreciate
Have
that.
Have a great day.
Take care, Leo. Leo Blackman, once again, housing, a topic of concern in and around our tri-state region. Doesn't matter whether you're in Connecticut, Massachusetts, or New York.